discount, low discount,
or
low price.
You didn't make a profit, you took a
loss.
If you don't have enough money to pay for what you bought, you might have to go to a bank and
borrow it.
And it might be hard to get because money is
scarce.
Right. Talking about children going swimming, you'll say, before I got there, they had in the water. They had
dived.
All right. And yesterday, the children in the water, they
dove.
Right. If you dive in the water and you land on your stomach, you say, oh, you did a
belly buster. That's the way Pam does.
Does she? The little child gets down on the floor and he puts his head down and he gives a little push with his feet and he turns.
Somersault.
Back to swimming again. You say the children did cross the river. They
swam.
And they have many times crossed the river.
They have swam across.
Right. Have you know of anything they refer to as a bonus or a gift when a purchase is made or a bill is paid? Have you heard of a
lanyap? Yeah. We call it lanyap.
Well, I didn't know how to pronounce it. Lanyap. A lanyap. Now, what is that exactly?
Well, you give them something extra for what they get. You say if they buy something, they give you a little extra. Well, that's considered lanyap. Now, you don't hear that expression anymore. But
you don't.
When I was a girl, they gave them maybe some candy or something that like that. You know, I said, well, that was the lanyard.
If a child is crying and you get thoroughly put out with them, you might say, now just
a minute.
Or just a
hush.
All right. A child or someone fell in the water and they didn't come up again. They were dead. You say he
drowned.
All right. And yesterday he
drowned.
All right, or many people have
drowned in the water, the ocean.
Does this mean dead?
Yes, if you're drowned, you're dead.
But I ran across somebody.
So-and-so drowned. Well, he was dead. They wouldn't have put it in.
That's what I thought.
I don't know what the...
I thought I'd check that because it might have been one person's idea.
Yeah, I think it would be.
You put a baby down on the floor and he gets up on all floors, on all fours, and he
crawls.
A little child will get down behind a chair to play a game with you, you know, that pop out.
Peep eye.
All right. In this position that he's in behind the chair, you'll say, oh, he's all...
I say scooched up.
That's what I'm looking for. Now, we were talking about Clum the other day. You say the boy went outside and he did...
Clum the tree. Or climbed the tree. Correct. I'd say climbed, yeah.
And he has many times he has...
climbed the tree.
Right. In some churches, people get down on their knees to pray. You say the woman did what to pray?
She knelt.
I am so tired, I'm going upstairs to...
lie down.
And who just remained in bed all the day, you say, he did what all day.
He stayed in bed all day long.
Right. I didn't sleep at all last night. I had these little pictures going through my mind. I'll just
dreamed all night.
Right. And I have, every night this week, I have
dreamed.
I woke early.
That's
funny. And if I do this to the floor, you say, I what?
Stone.
Right. After a dance, a man might ask a girl, may I you home? May I
escort you home or carry you home?
If he said carry you home, does that mean he's got something to put her in to carry her, or would he think he might walk her home?
No, if he's going to walk her home, he'd say, may I walk you home? If he's going to carry you, he's going to carry put you in a car.
Or a buggy.
Or
a wagon or something.
Yeah.
Right. Would he ever say, see you home?
May I?
When you go in a department store, sometimes there are signs on the doors telling you what to do. They might say, you either have to
push or pull.
If something is very, very heavy, you say, I just had to want that pail of water up the hill.
I used to say lag it up the hill.
That's what I'm looking for. Did you ever say toted? Did you ever?
I don't say toted now, but I probably said toted when I was younger because I didn't, that was used, toted for carried. I would say I carried it now.
Is that really?
That's a slang. I think toted is a
really heavy.
Yeah. Oh yes, right.
Really
toted it.
No. Right. Now you might put something on the table, and if you have a little child and you don't want them to bother you, you can say now, don't you?
Touch.
Go say the whole thing for me. What would you say?
Don't you touch what's on the table.
Right. Don't you touch it. No. Say that for me. Don't you touch
don't
it.
You touch it.
If you were going to ask one of the children to get something, you'd say a knife from the kitchen. You'd say what to them?
Please go get me a knife.
In certain games that children play, there's a place you run back home. Or is it home or a goal or a base? Do you have it like in hide and seek?
Hide and seek. Base, we always
say. That was the base that you ran back to. Talking about fishing, you'd say, well, I have never a fish. I have
never caught a fish.
But for the first time yesterday, I
did catch a fish. Or I caught a fish.
If they caught a wild animal, they'd bring it back.